A lot of people say three cards a sucker game. Really? But if you could grind out hands and get one big hand, you should just walk.
I enjoyed it. It was very fun. It was less serious.
Oh, yeah, you play. What am I explaining to you?
I don't like that that serious shit. Motherfuckers get all, after a while, it gets all creepy and quiet. Yeah. And that's how Anthony likes it. At the end of the show, I walk over. I'm like, hey, you know, end of the show, and you're just like growling like Quasimodo.
I'm all serious, yeah.
Keith is sitting there like, oh, why can't we just go somewhere?
I was working.
We were missing you at the three-card table because you made it fun in Vegas because you just start pointing and laughing at the deal.
Oh, I love that.
You're like seconds away from getting kicked out of the casino. That's why we love hanging out with you.
Well, I'm very careful about, just like in airports, I know how to be an asshole 97%.
Right. Just don't crank it up thing. to the point where they throw you out.
Say you can point at them. You can laugh at them. Call them bad luck. I watch white guys curse like pit bosses out. Call them, you muttonhead motherfucker, you bringing me bad luck. And there's nothing they can say about that. There's nothing they can say if you call them a dick. You know?
Yeah.
It was cool, man. Your in-laws are cool, man. I like your little crew. And your Long Island, he was represented.
Oh, yeah. I had my Long Island buds and my brother.
Cool.
And
it's cool to meet people's families.
Yeah, you know, they come to the shows.
Can we go to your barbecue now that we had a little thing now?
No, my mother's going to be there. I don't want her to meet you.
Why? I would love to talk to your mother.
She'll be putting back the martinis.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Her and her crew.
The matriarch of the family.
She's got her crew?
Her pinky dab of vermouth. And the rest is vodka. She'll just put vermouth in the bottle. Shove a couple of olives in. And then it'll just be fucking...
just vodka.
Interesting time. My mother's like, we're trying to do this thing now. We love each other. And it's just like almost like a sword fight every time we try to say it. And it has to be the last thing said.
Right.
It can't be, I love you, in the middle. Oh, by the way, I love you, Ma. Anyway, I was watching this show.
No, you end it with that.
And I love you. The end. And then the other person got to go,
I love you.
We didn't grow up with that. It was all implied.
No. Just implied love?
Implied. I love you and you love
Never
me.
Never spoken.
Never that fucking I love you so much.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
But it's just like, hey, we love
you
each other.
You just explained 7 years of of wonderment in my head. That explained
a
lot.
A wink of love to my mother.
Oh my.
You too, kiddo.
That explains the glass dildos.
The glass dildos come from lack of
connection with other humans.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Jimmy.
I didn't get
secretly hoping the glass dildo breaks off.
I didn't formulate at the right pussy year time. Like my high school.
Oh, is that what happened?
Like when college and you know where you get most of your pussy, didn't get it. So I took when I turned like 28, that's when I started getting my pussy and started exploring. So that's when fucking dildos came.
That was your idea of exploring? Let me get this fucking hot formed sand and stick it in your twat. That's exploring. No, exploring is a little spanking. And
yeah. Sometimes it's very, very sensual. Those fucking things.
Is it? I traveled with you. I watched him.
It's different for squares than it is for professionals.
In Adidas bag. The same way like athletes travel with cleats.
Yeah.
And fucking sweatpants.
Because we are in a third world country.
But you had to get that through security. Did they check it out?
I put it in the plane bag.
I picture him opening up like Device Angel. With like his tools.
I was very giving over there, man. I bring costumes and things. I was very giving, but it was just like because I couldn't pop the Viagra like these guys, man. I'm hanging with guys that this fucker had a Pez dispenser full of Viagra.
100 milligrams a night. My head was I had a headache and fucking
runny
I couldn't
nose,
breathe.
No
tunnel
stuff,
vision.
I couldn't breathe. Everything was had blue tinge on it, and I was fucking three chicks a night, and I couldn't come.
It was as big as a car. He would walk in and just be his giant pink balls just would be popping out full of blood. But my heart couldn't take that. I can't pop Viagra, so I had to have fun, and I couldn't fuck every day. And condoms.
Wait, why can't you take the Viagra?
Yes, it'll blow you, explode your heart.
What, because of the diabetes, or
because I'm a fat guy and I'm almost 40, and you're not supposed to be popping something that takes blood from everywhere else and puts it in your dick.
It increases your blood pressure. And
I understand that, but the old guys are doing it like crazy.
The old guys are, because that's the fucking thing. Like they say, guys start working out, like when they get, if they get high blood pressure or diabetes or whatever affects your dick, that's when they start to work out. Once your dick is affected, then people, that's all guys give a fuck about. And the prostate thing too affects your dick. So when guys start, their dick's getting affected, they're like, all bets are off. I'm popping pills. Fuck my heart. Fuck my blood pressure, my life. I'm going to pop a pill and explode my heart just so my dick will stay hard. And that's true.
Viagra doesn't blow your heart apart. I have a good heart.
Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-oh. Look at your body. It needs all the blood everywhere.
Have they said anything about Viagra being bad like that?
It'll blow your heart up. Anytime a motherfucker says, if your dick stays hard for 6 hours or more, nigga,
go to the hospital.
Get in an ambulance and go see somebody.
You know how much pressure you got to be pumping through your body to get that hard for a day and a half?
A fake stimulation? So your dick can't stop being hard? It's not even attached to your mind anymore?
The dick being hard is actually a side effect that they learned. It was something for your heart, I think. Viagra or something was made for something
else. It was for something else, yeah.
What did the guy EMT know? For your head?
What?
It was to grow hair. He said Rogaine. Yeah.
Okay, but it's not bad for you. I've asked doctors.
Dude, no.
Viagra was to grow hair.
Did it ever grow hair?
Yeah, it grows hair on your heart.
All of a sudden, your heart looks has moss on it.
It's crazy, but I'm hanging out with guys that was popping that and buying it unprescribed from a third world country.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's some gangster shit. I just bought some glass dildos.
And costumes. I think that's a little strange. I got to call them like I see them.
You think that's less... crazy than popping third world Viagra?
No, you brought your own costumes.
For them.
What kind of costumes?
I dress them up. They love
like
them.
Like what? Like little Victoria's Secret numbers or like...
Yeah, some real draws, dude. Because they walk around on the beach with panties on a stick. Like a lady will just have a stick and it'll just have panties on it. And they'll buy them. I bring them some real, you know, Americanized shit. Yeah.
Did you ever...
Matter of fact, I came back three times and they would wear my shit that I brought them.
Really?
How do you know the sizes of the women? Or are you just picking out sizes of what you like?
Well, you don't get underwear. You get the suit.
The stretchies? Outfit.
Yeah, from it fits size such and such and such and such.
Yeah.
And then you just...
All right, let's get some Viagra info out for people. Let's go to Scott and Jersey. Jesus, Patrice.
And ask how old they are, too, when they
look, man,
that.
I'll be honest. The phones have been very light today. People getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. You talk about hearts exploding because of Viagra. Tell me more.
Emergency.
I'm about to take
emergency.
One. You're not supposed to be fucking around. You got to be in tremendous health to be taking
Viagra.
We got
some people freaked out, so let's get some info out there. Scott, what's up?
What's up, boys? Goddamn, Patrice, I love you. But the Viagra Cialis Levitra, the whole class has vasoprotective properties. It's a vasodilator, so they're actually finding that those drugs are really good for your whole vasculature system. In fact, Viagra just got an indication for pulmonary hypertension. So it's actually good for your whole body. It's a dilator where a constrictor causes, you know, high blood pressure and bad things to the body.
That's what I was thinking.
You don't think that anything that drastically... See, you got to understand, that's not something that slow... See, when you're on high blood pressure medicine and shit like that, it slowly is getting your body used to something. You pop a Viagra, immediately your organs open up. Dad, you think that's fucking good for you? Where right away your goddamn carotid artery opens up? Right a fucking way?
Yes.
You could tear it.
Just like it instead of slowly developing a blood flow, it just goes, hey, motherfucker, I'm open. Now I'm closed. Now I'm open. That's your heart fucking pumping and working, dude.
Can Dr. Steve call in? We are Dr. Steve. I trust his opinion. He's a very knowledgeable guy. This guy seemed like he knew what he was talking about, though.
But that's a guy. He sounds,
Hold on. We got a lot more calls. Let's go to Mike in Jersey. Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Love you, and I love the show. Patrice, Viagra, that guy was wrong. Viagra lowers your blood pressure, so that's why it's dangerous for people that already have hypertension. You take Viagra Cialis, if you take too much of it, your blood pressure can drop unexpectedly. The whole erection for longer than 4 hours has nothing to do with your heart. That's just simply about the mechanics of how you keep your erection.
Your valves.
Thank you.
You have valves in your cock. And then they fill up with blood and the valves shut. And then if the valves don't open, that's when you get that hard on that last for a while.
There's something wrong with having
but I don't
a hard
know if that,
dick
Viagra does that.
And you're not turned
or just
on.
Keep that
I just
shit
got a text,
pumping.
I just got a text from a doctor. I said, does Viagra fuck your heart up? And this doctor, Steve, he goes, shouldn't. Why do you ask? People with heart disease shouldn't take it, but no evidence it causes that.
And I'm diabetic.
Oh, heart disease then. That might
so
have a
if you,
effect.
I, that's what I said.
Oh.
You should be a healthy person
right.
to put that in your body to keep your dick hard.
I do
but then again,
every
if
day.
You don't, jumping if your dick doesn't walk. Get hard, you're not a completely healthy person.
Then there's a problem somewhere.
Could be mental too.
Oh, that's true.
Impotence.
What?
What's your problem?
I don't have any problems.
Why you take Viagra?
I don't take it now.
Not right now, this second that we're on the radio.
He wanted to fuck three different women within like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I only take it like if I know I'm going to be on a date with someone I don't know, and I want my cock just to rise to be impressive in my jeans. Like if I want to go ahead, just look at it in the cab. Look at the bulge, babe. And they think this guy's a fucking man.
Norton is packing, though. He pulled it out one day when we went there, and he was just packing.
We went over this yesterday. If you're going to be Norton's friend, you're going to see him like naked. You're going to see pretty much everything he has.
And
we casually talked about it yesterday. People were like, oh, that means you're gay. No. It's like, no, every single fucking friend of Jimmy's has seen his penis.
Me and Patrice were standing in a whorehouse in a third world country, and we're sipping our Diet Cokes, and there's hookers all over, and guys that speak fucking Portuguese, and we're both wearing robes that are too short, and I took 100 milligrams. My dick was tenting, and I'm not horny. We're just both looking at my tenting dick and laughing. It was a moment where we both realized we're getting prostitutes for $60.
And Norton's dick looks exactly like him. Like, you just go, why is Norton just sit? And we would just sit there, but then I'm telling you, dude, that's why I fuck it. To bring it back, that's why I bring those things out, because I want to partake every day.
Yeah.
I'm a watcher, man. I love watching a girl come. My self-esteem, I love to watch women nut. It makes me feel good about myself. So if mm-hmm. if I got my machinery and I can make a third world hooker attach by my detachment,
yeah,
with the dildos and the vibrators and shit like that, it turns me the fuck on when they really nut. Makes me feel good.
Did you ever fuck
seven guys a day?
Did you ever like buy one? Like you said, you buy them like outfits, or you get them outfits and they put them on and stuff like that. Did you ever like, as you're leaving or she's leaving, think like, oh, I'm gonna miss her. Like I'm kind of like, not like, oh, I'm in love with that girl, but I'm kind of feeling something for her.
This is what changed my life about the place. I'm having gone back in a year. It's close to 2 years now. But the thing that changed my life about it is the way they devise a way to make you feel like they like you, and you don't treat them like whores. They is something about it that when I first went, it was like butterflies.
You buy into it.
You just go, I got to get back
this
right
is
away.
Paradise.
I went back in 2 months. I had to go back. And then what I started realizing something, and this is where like everything kind of got in my head about, wow, this is amazing. I would be in a nightclub full of whores, and they would look at you, and I felt like what a woman a regular woman feels like having a pussy. My money was my pussy. So the girls will be looking at me, and I'll be trying not to catch eye contact with them, because I'm like, oh, can you leave me alone? I'm just enjoying my dancing. I felt like how bitches feel in the club when guys are looking, and they don't want to get eye contact because they don't want to come over, have you come over. And so I had to say, holy shit, I had to get that out of my fucking head and learn how to really just enjoy a fucking world full of hookers.
Not get hung up on that they're liking you.
And they would be act jealous, and then I would just start going, wait a minute, bitch, this ain't free. I'd be like, if you give it to me for free, you could be my girlfriend for the whole week. And she's like, no. And I said, well, shut up. Both you bitches, here's $50, and you both come back. You sit in the chair while I dildo this one, and
keep your jealousy shit at home.
Watching him open his robe, we were standing at this bar area, and he's fucking got,
Jesus, with that laugh.
He's got a robe on.
I'm looking at his fucking face. And Opie's like, good God almighty. Do you relate to this at all?
Nah.
Is it any, fuck them traveling to a third world country. Just, do you relate to any filth at all, partaking in any fucking dirt baggishness?
Not in the way you guys
dirt
do.
Baggery.
I mean,
what is your dirt baggery, man? What is
it? That's a hell of a lot more normal than yours.
Without having a girlfriend, all that, just your personal shit. What's some dirty shit? What's your dirty shit?
You keep sharing.
You motherfucker.
I ain't playing your game.
It ain't no game I'm playing. I'm just telling you what I did. You,
Honestly, the whole hooker thing with me, I never felt that ever.
Yeah, but Brazil's
ever.
I'm not a big hooker guy. Brazil
ever.
Is a different
like
thing.
paying for sex, that whole thing, I don't get it.
Watching him open his robe and fucking watch one of the hottest girls I've ever seen. Little girl with braces that was dancing.
Yeah.
And he opens his robe and he puts his arm around her and she just starts sucking his nipple. It was
Jesus.
It was beautiful and repugnant at the same time. It was violating on some level. And she's just got one arm around one and one arm around the other. It was just like, this is what an emperor feels like. This is what it's like.
It really is like, being the king of Rome. It really was.
All right, Patrice, I'm back in. This is my problem. Like, that's why I get kind of turned off by strip clubs. I'm not into the whole, I'm going to make believe I like you. I'm not into the, I'm going to make believe that I want to have sex with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's
there's something mentally about that takes me right out of the game. Like, if I have to pay for the sex, I'm like, she's doing it because she's trying to make some cash. Like the strip clubs with the lap dances. I'm like, oh, this girl could give a flying fuck about me.
But it's the same thing.
And I'm not saying that's normal, but that's what that takes me out of the game.
I understand that, but like, say...
It's much more of a turn on for me if the girl wants me.
It's some real square.
It's some real shit.
But see, I get
off. But I can't go with that fake shit, like knowing that the only reason she's doing it is because of the money being exchanged.
But here's what the great thing is. You give them. See, I don't play around with the money. Like, I don't play with the. I know what it is. So I give them the money. It's almost like if you want to have sex with a girl right away and she fucks you right away. She's giving you is essentially what a guy wants, and then she can now explore something else. I give her the money. Now she don't have nothing else to do but be real, because I like to talk and I like to be bigger than the money. That's what I like to be. Fucking a bitch go, this motherfucker's cool. I'm gonna take his goofy money, but at the same point. This chick's gonna fuck. I'm better than the 150 bullshit ass dollars I'm gonna give out. And this is only in Brazil. I don't fucking like the cat house and all that shit. I'm not paying 800 for some phony bitch. See, the thing is, the experience out there, why motherfuckers get on a plane and fly 10 hours, it's a different experience over there, dude.
Oh, I understand. People do it like crazy. It's working. But I'm just saying, in my world, I get taken out of the game. Can I go to a strip club and check out some, you know, some fine pieces
you're
of ass?
Saying
of
wrong,
course.
You're saying the but wrong when, thing, strip clubs, dude.
Strip clubs, like the whole, like, paying for sex, it's not a turn-on to me.
But have you ever in your life gotten pussy that you didn't invest in monetarily?
Oh, that old gag, but I'm talking
it's
about...
It's not an old gag. You take her out for dinner, you give her time, you give her talking, you give her everything else, Opie, and then the bitch still may or may not like you. At least you can get what you want out of your... It's a fucking... At least making a deal.
An honest exchange.
Yes.
Oh, we're in different worlds. What can I tell you?
What if the money that you're spending... why does it always have to be some kind of down payment for pussy? But what if it's you're hanging out? You're having a good time.
Who the fuck?
I
likes
swear.
Hanging with a girl. That's not that See, till that's, you wait.
You're a cave, but you're a caveman.
Till
I'm not
you,
thinking,
till you look, are with her.
I'm not thinking platonic relationship. Dude. Here. Eventually, you're fucking. But what about? The beginning phases of something, your relationship, maybe friends that are turning into fucking fuckmates, and you're spending money, but you're having a good time, you're hanging out. Not watching the game or doing any shit like that.
I'd rather pay for a hooker and then hang with Keith and laugh.
That's how you guys think. I respect that, but have you ever gone on a date and it just was cool to be on a date with someone, or you were frustrated because you weren't getting sex at the end of it?
Here's what I don't like, and I'm very honest with it. If I'm hanging out with a girl, I don't like can't fucking. I don't mind not fucking. I don't mind. I don't like we can't. I don't like a bitch putting a stipulation on fucking, like making fucking more important than my time or this food. Like, I asked the girl, I said, look, I said, look, let's mess around a little bit. We're attracted to each other. She said, well, I don't really have casual sex. So I said, well, I don't really have casual conversations, bitch. So why is your casual, my casualness, less important than your casualness? It's not. That's what I'm saying. That shit is not caveman. It's being honest. How many bitches do you hang out with?
I'll be honest with you.
Funny and you, as funny as your friends.
I've never gone out on a date with a girl where I didn't want to fuck.
Thank you.
It wasn't like, hey, this is great. You know, I'll see you again. Maybe we'll go to the theater next week.
Maybe we'll play chess.
I've wanted to. Yeah.
You want to fuck.
But there have been nights where you didn't fuck and you had a good time.
You didn't fuck, but you... It was better than can't fuck. Like, she didn't go, listen, I don't know what this is about.
Exactly.
Give you the speech about how you're not going to fuck.
Right.
But we never give a speech about, hey, you're not going to have dinner. Hey, listen, I don't want this to be about dinner and movies. I just want this to be about, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not a caveman.
I usually don't make the move until it's a short thing. Like, I'm a fucking... I'll be like on the campaign trail.
And how much investment did you do until then?
I'll do some investing and stuff, but I'll make sure it's a sure thing. And then, you know,
you either got to hold them up or hold them down.
And I'm not gonna invest if I know I'm gonna get turned down.
You either got.
All right, hold on, we got a guy's gonna agree with you and me here. Don in Vegas, go ahead.
Yeah, Opie. Okay, so Opie, I can understand what you're saying about the hookers. Like, they're all out to get you cash, and that's about it. And I actually had sex with this crazy German bitch over in Kiel, Germany, and she was actually telling me about her boyfriend while I'm nailing her, and I was like, what the hell is this? So, but when I went to Poland, had sex with this, like, three chicks in one night, like, Norton, and these chicks were crazy, and I would have taken all of them home, but they were...
Polish chicks are very sexy, right? Yes,
badass chicks, too.
Yeah, all right.
That was a story that kind of stopped in the
middle. Yeah.
Opie, I'm into the square thing like you. See, I'm not in disagreement with him. I just, my philosophy about it is that, okay, if the game is money, if you have with her some hooker and she wants money, I give her money so she don't have to worry about thinking about it, because I equate how she feels about money to how I feel about pussy. I really am going to be thinking about...
Fair exchange.
Right, my behavior is always contingent not on whether this bitch thinks we're gonna be friends, but whether or not she's gonna stay liking me enough to fuck me. That's the relationship.
So once the money is laid out, that decision's made, everything's done.
She got what she wants.
Right. Right.
Now if you're having sex with a woman, or if you're not having sex with her, you're waiting around, sitting around on some weird behavior, hoping that she makes a decision. And then what it is they hold out on it and they keep you hostage and they do this and do that so that maybe they force you to like them. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing about it. That's the part I don't like, is the pussy is fucking above. Really, sex is more important to a woman because it's harder to satisfy a woman than it is a guy. We'll stick our dick in any hole and basically go jerk off, fuck a candle, or whatever the fuck a guy do.
But I do.
But for a woman to have a good orgasm, that's a talent that you have. It's more important that our sexual part of it is more important than theirs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm tired of being.
We're pretty much one moving part.
Yes.
When the women need all kinds of gadgetry being, right, you know, pulled and manipulated.
Never bought pussy ever?
Nope.
You ever bought pussy?
I could honestly say never.
Never bought pussy?
Never went to it. First of all, back in the day, going to a hooker meant some fucking chick was going to spit a razor blade out and slice your throat in some back alley. Like fucking Fort Apache the Bong.
The chick with the
fucking Pam Grier.
Yeah.
Pam Grier was going to slice my throat or whatever the fuck. I didn't need that shit. This place was a fucking shithole.
Fort Apache.
It wasn't like walking into some nice place and getting some nice broad.
Dude, you fucking blue collar son of a bitch. You never bought
I never did.
It's a high to give somebody money. It's almost like whenever I have money, the most wonderful thing to do with it is to somehow get me laid with it. So when I hand it to a girl, and just know, like, if I pull my cock out, she'll just suck it. It's so dirty and fucking sexy. to pull your dick out in front of a girl, like, here's your money.
Just that doesn't do anything for you. Like,
it's just going to suck it.
Just the feeling of a mouth on your dick, just for a couple of bucks.
But let's say you can get that without the money.
But then they don't just leave after.
There's a price to pay, and it's your life.
If a girl says, I'm going to suck your dick and then amps gray, how do you feel about that? No money needed. But I love it when they have a driver who's waiting.
I don't think this counts.
You know, they got places to be.
But I had a sexcapade with a stripper at a strip club.
Okay.
But I didn't pay her for it.
Doesn't count.
Like, I was slipping. It was like, you know, a few bucks here and there. But then when she was done, we sat at the bar and kind of hooked up.
That doesn't count.
That wasn't paying for sex, but I'm, you know.
That's a coup, actually.
Oh, Kevin.
That's a great coup.
Kevin from Texas.
Is it a bachelor party?
That's great.
We've heard this many times. Hookers don't get paid to come. They get paid to go
sometimes
away.
Sometimes they do, but sometimes you want...
And there's a lot of people agreeing with you, Patrice. You know, I'm just...
I mean, I'm just being... I know I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but there's a fucking animal side that I'm just trying to have a conversation with, the dude side. And, like every dude... Is hookers and pimps, that whole world is interesting to everybody. Every guy wants to know what it's like to be a pimp other than smack a bitch in the face and make her sell her pussy and give you the money.
The psychology
behind it's the manipulation of having enough mouth game to say, okay, bitch, you give your pussy away for money and then give it all to me. It's an interesting thing. And then women are like always going, Jesus, some struggling, beautiful woman out there is going, I have an asset that is I'm not using for what this shitty thing called dignity, and she wants to know what it's like to sell pussy. It's such a primitive thing that we tap into. There's no way people don't think about it.
Can you get laid on your own?
What?
I'm just asking.
Of course.
On your own.
On my own?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you don't want.
I'm amazing. I don't. It's just like sometimes, like the first time me and my girl did a threesome. She was dancing around it, and God bless the fact that there was a Puerto Rican girl out there that sells pussy, and she's a bisexual, and I called her up and I said, let's get my girl to open up in the direction where she needs to.
Where she needs to.
So bing bong, coming in, it's in her face, a trooper is born. Now we can go do the square thing. God bless women who want to do that. I don't want every woman to have fucking integrity and fuck up my life. That's why there's a goddamn place called Fantasy Island that we call Rio de Janeiro with a mixture of every beautiful part of every woman. Black woman's body, white woman's fucking eye color and hair, Puerto Rican's body color. They're every chick that you ever, they're gorgeous. And they sell pussy for $4.99. And you go over there and you treat them like princesses and they treat you like kings. It's not hooker ho shit. Not like the bitches that were here that time. Like, yeah, $700 and then for an hour. These bitches pretend to be your girlfriend all night. They stay with you because they live in a shack. So they'll stay in your hotel room so they can have a nice shower and hang out. It's a good fake job.
Right now, there's planes backed up on runways heading to fucking Rio.
It's a good fake job.
Patrice is doing a great commercial for fucking the tourism board down there.
They sell you what you want to buy. And that's why I came from there when I traveled there. My mentality got harder because I'm like, all the chicks here have to do is sell you what you want.
All right, now I'm really confused because, like, I understood what Jimmy was saying. Like, you get a hooker, you have sex with her, and then you go hang out with your friends. You're done with this person. You don't want to hang out with the girl unless you care for them after you have sex. So you want them, you want them gone. But in your case, they're staying the whole night.
But I'm also with him,
and
too.
They're all staying the whole night.
So you've had girls stay the whole night,
God,
and you're like that.
I've actually fallen in love with hookers now. Here, too. It's different highs.
How old are you? In your somethings?
Yeah.
Okay.
37.
Yeah. All right, so... Look, I've come to this realization, and it is what it is. 23-year-old women find me not to be a sexual entity no more. No matter how cool I try to be, matter how much I try to iron my clothes.
When did they?
When I was 22.
Oh, shit.
When I was like a 22-year-old kid, I was like, but 37, they just, I'm not, you know, they just, I'm attractive to women my age. They like me. But when you go to Brazil, it's a 23-year-old that'll sit there with the calmness and the seasoning of a 37-year-old that'll sit there, let you just look at how beautiful she is with a fucking blonde hair from being tanned and shit. They're just gorgeous in those green eyes and that beautiful skin. And they're sitting there drinking a coffee, and you're from everyone, and we're all sitting around laughing like this. Now imagine a sexy 22-year-old is sitting right next to you. Every couple of seconds while we're having a good time, you just tap her thigh and go, "Good girl." And she'll go and drink a little coffee, and you're like, "Hungry?" Yes. She's eating. They tap into something that one day maybe you'll know what it is. I can't explain it. They just know how to tap into something real fucking Jurassic.
They make you feel wanted and sexy and comfortable. They make you feel like that's what it's like to be Brad Pitt all the time. To have attractive women reacting to you that way, not feeling rushed, not feeling like, will they fuck? But A, you know they're going to fuck you. B, you know they'll stay or go, whatever you want.
All right, so have you ever felt that without the hooker thing?
Sure.
With just a regular woman?
Sexuality.
Well, if you fuck a girl...
Regular woman, whatever.
If you
like
fuck a girl today...
Right.
Dude, there's a price on your time. It's rare. Only groupies will fuck you right now and go, thank you.
Don't you love it?
Because they would have to go this. This is a groupie. What a groupie's thinking to herself is, you know what? This guy, his time is so much more valuable than my pussy. I'm just going to give it to him, and I'm going to leave. He's more valuable than me. But some women think my pussy is as valuable as this guy's entire existence. So I'm going to fucking, if he fucks me, I'm going to get something out of this. And the something the Brazilian girls will get sometimes is some cash. And you don't give it to them like, here's your pussy. You're giving it to them like, the bitch lives in a fucking hut on top of a hill, and she's letting a mess like me, or a mess like him, and a mess like the guys we hang out with, like, be sexy. And what we do for them is treat them with complete love. And I get mad because I want to stay here and not fly 10 hours to treat women with that degree of love when they don't understand. Fucking, you're selling it anyway, bitch. Here's a couple of dollars. Now just act right.
Act right.
When are you doing Black Phillip again?
I did it a couple of weeks ago. I'll do it probably in a month or so.
All right, yeah. I mean, this is the type of thing Patrice
on
the show.
And, shines.
And it is very interesting.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No,
I'm just trying to...
And I'm not disagreeing with what you do. I
like learning about other people's worlds. That's one of my things. I love that, but, you know, I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, I mean, there's some evil down in there. I'm going to find out.
Everyone has some evil. Of course.
Some deviancy. I'll find out.
Everyone has some evil.
I'm sure you got a woman locked
every
up in
every single
a
person
trunk.
Listening to us has evil. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, let's do some lines of the day and get out of here. We got a runner-up line of the day here.